Hello, my name is Marley Silverbrand, and welcome to the Cinephiles After Hours, because I'm recording this at 9:20. We haven't recorded a Cinephiles podcast in quite a while now. We meant to review Wreck-It Ralph, Skyfall, Lincoln, and all these other movies, but Sonny and I have been really busy lately with finals, and I've been interning at a local production company, so I've been busy with that, doing intern stuff. I just want to spend a little bit of time talking about Lincoln, because I actually saw that this weekend, and I was not very impressed with Lincoln, just because Steven Spielberg has said that this was the one film that he's wanted to make. Like, this is what this is who he is as a filmmaker. Like, this is the definition of, this is why he loves film. And I didn't think, it just seemed too lazy to me. It just, it wasn't really about Lincoln, like, his entire life, which is what I thought it was going to be. Kind of like W was, the Oliver Stone, George W. Bush biopic. Like, it wasn't really a Lincoln biopic, which is what Steven Spielberg was marketing like crazy, that this Lincoln movie was the best Lincoln biopic around, even though I think that the Ken Burns bio documentary picks are way better than Lincoln. It's not a bad film, I don't think. I don't think, in my opinion, it's just I was just expecting more. Daniel Day-Lewis was amazing in it. I think he's obviously going to get the Oscar, even though I think Joaquin Phoenix or Philip Seymour Hoffman deserves it a little bit more for their performances in The Master. But overall, I really have mixed feelings on Lincoln, and I really don't understand why so many critics are saying that it is Steven Spielberg's best film he has ever made. I had more of a fun time, and even from a film perspective, I love Tintin a lot more. But I haven't seen War Horse, even though all the critics say that that's his worst film in the last 5 years. But, Steven Spielberg's a little bit hit or miss now, especially with Indiana Jones. But watching Lincoln, I felt like this weird feeling inside that Steven Spielberg isn't really making films to wow us anymore, because he's already kind of wowed us with, with Amistad or Schindler's List. He's just kind of making films. He's not really taking any risks anymore because he doesn't really have to. And I don't know. It's frustrating that's the case now. But I still love Steven Spielberg, and I idolize him, obviously. Like, if you're an aspiring filmmaker, of course you have to look up at Spielberg, because he's done these great films throughout his career. But recently, he's very hit or miss. But overall, I still think that you should see Lincoln, because it's going to be in the contention for Best Picture. It's an okay film. And please post in the comments of this audio boo, or send me some tweets at M Silverbrand, because I would love to see. I'd love to see or hear your reaction on this film. Anyways, my name is Marley Silverbrand for this Cinephiles After Hours recording, and I am signing off.